And this is Michaela.
And this is the Kimmick Podcast.
Welcome back.
Our topic is fish.
Fish.
It's supposed to be the bubble sounds that fish make.
Yes.
Because I don't know how fish talk. Well, they kind of do. Just not in human terms, I suppose.
We could try to speak whale.
Yeah. Like on door. I almost picked Just Keep Swimming. There is a song. Yes. Look up the song off of, there's a soundtrack to Finding Nemo, and I guess Just Keep Swimming is on it. Kind of cute. Is my motto. Especially, so her and I have been sick. We keep passing around the same stuff. It's like in the same circle of people. We just keep getting all these different like symptoms, and then they kind of go away. And
like, I get different symptoms.
I've been sick since June 12th, pretty much.
So like a month.
Yeah. So I had sinus infection, had to be on antibiotics. And so I'm still not the 100%, but better than I've been in a long time. And I finally can sing somewhat. It's been terrible. And for me, that's the worst, when I can't sing. I can handle it for about a week with a cold, but then I'm over it. And I still haven't got my full voice back, which all you singers out there, you know how frustrating that is. But you keep plugging. Keep doing.
You keep swimming.
You just keep swimming. That's what we do. Swim, swim, swim. Fish just seemed like a great topic. It's been hot. We're going to get into the triple digits starting tomorrow. So those are never fun. So water and fishing seems kind of nice.
It does.
It's kind of nice to be just underwater. And I've always loved fish. Loved them. I would have an aquarium if I was capable of keeping fish alive, which I'm not.
Yeah, I tried.
And to find out that some fish live long time, it was baffling to me because mine never did. So, I couldn't part with them without bawling my eyes out. So I was just like, I am not meant to own fish.
Yeah, I had a series of betta fish and they all met a very tragic, quick end.
Yes, I had one. It was the coolest fish I ever had. Was a glass cat. And they're see-through. So you can see their bones.
That's cool.
They're so cool. And I was told that this would not happen. I had a little tiny baby little shark fish in there. And I was informed that he's too tiny. He will not threaten the other fish. Well, I guess he had a change of heart. That's all I could say. So my little glass cat met to a very chompy end. But I enjoyed the fish for a little while. So, yeah, the shark, little shark guy ate everybody.
Whoopsie.
And then I guess he got a bellyache because I thought, well, I guess I'll just have a little shark fish. And then he went belly up. So I thought that's my sign to, I had every like medicine that you could get for, I had them all. And then, yeah, it just wasn't meant to be. And then I went into birds and into zebra finches and stayed there. So bird girl, I'll stay there.
I think at about my fourth betta fish, I just gave up at that point.
Yeah, but I marvel at people who can keep fish alive for a long time. And it's an art. So I picked a word, a word of the podcast or the episode, and it's petrichor. Petrichor, P-E-T-R-I-C-H-O-R. And it's the smell of rain. It's a distinctive, earthy, usually pleasant odor that's associated with rainfall, especially following a warm, dry period. And
that's a nice smell.
I really love that smell when it cools down the earth and we've been getting some nice little lovely rains here, which has been really nice because years before we were burning up so bad here. It was not even okay. So, yeah, it's been hot, but we do get clouded up and that pretty rain smell is so nice. I love it. It's constructed from the ancient Greek word petra, meaning rock or stone, and ichor, meaning the gold fluid that is the blood of the gods in Greek mythology.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting.
That's very cool.
I put it in a sentence. When he awoke to the smell of petrichor, he knew his hiking plans were canceled. Mm-hmm. Too much rain.
Yes.
A little rain.
Never well, hurt everybody. Anybody.
Yeah, but a lot can kill you. Isn't that the truth? So, do you want to jump into songs or do you want some fishy facts?
We can jump into a song.
Okay. Do you want to go first? Or you
sure.
Want you can go first.
Okay. On the theme of Just Keep Swimming, I decided to pick one of my favorite fishy ska bands, Real Big Fish, with the song Life Sucks, Let's Dance, which these days I kind of feel like, you know, everybody's going through something that's not super great. We're all dealing with stuff. Things don't always look the best, but it's important to just dance. Have fun when you can. You know, don't let it get you down. Just keep swimming.
Got to keep swimming. And be kind. I know it's hard. It's really hard. Like she says, we're all dealing with stuff. All of us. Uh-huh. But let's not forget our humanity and our love and our heart, because it's what keeps us human and connected. And we need each other desperately, all of us, every single solitary one of us. So let's play your song. I'm so excited about this.
And one of my favorite lines in this song, too, is we're all different notes, but we're in the same song.
Ah, isn't that the truth?
That's just.
And together we make the most harmonious song.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
It's so poetic.
I love Real Big Fish.
I love that.
This is Life Sucks, Let's Dance by Real Big Fish.
Okay.
Life Sucks, So Let's Dance by Real Big Fish.
They always have such catchy songs.
I love ska and I love Real Big Fish so much. They are so fun.
Just did a collab with someone and it's a remake of it.
Ice Nine Kills.
Yes.
It's like a heavy metal band.
Yes. Yeah. What song was it though?
It's from American Psycho.
Anyway,
I saw it briefly, but yes.
Well, I'll pick my song.
Okay.
I picked a classical music song. I picked Aquarium by the French composer Camille Saint-Saëns. And it came out in 1886. And it's the 14th movement in the Carnival of the Animals. And I don't know if you guys know anything about Camille Saint-Saëns, but he was a child prodigy. Hmm. And at age 3, he composed his first piece. At age 7, he was given public concerts as a pianist and an organist. And by age 10, he offered to play any of the 32 sonatas by Beethoven from memory. So, wow. Was this dude impressive or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I picked Aquarium. Make and so. That was Aquarium by Camille Saint-Saëns. I like that. I really liked
very pretty
his music. Really good. Really good. Yay. And I love to fish. So my family, my grandfather, my great grandma, they were all fishermen. So my dad's love for us was bringing us all fishing. He taught us how to fish, all of us kids. We all had our little poles with the safety, you know, little, we didn't have open reels until we were 21, I don't think. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
And even those would get tangled. But it was such a great thing because we were poor, so we would always try to catch fish and bring them home. And I grew up down south in Mississippi, so we would go crabbing. Mm. And there's nothing greater than to come home and cook up fresh crab. We would even catch catfish at night, all kinds of stuff. So it represented love to us, I guess. And I still love to fish. My kids kind of probably not so much. But I don't like to work hard at fishing. Like fly fishing is not for me. I don't want the constant, you know, flipping of the thing. I'm more of a lake fisherman person, fisher lady, I guess. Not boogeyman, boogie lady.
Fisher person.
But I love it in the fall when it's crisp in the air and throw out my little pole and then crack open a beer or a soda or something. I'm not really soda. I'll drink a beer or share a beer with someone I really don't drink. But there's something nice about a sandwich with the beer and fishing, the sunflower seeds and stuff like that. It is relaxing to me, becoming one with nature and stuff. So that was a long story. I didn't mean for it to turn into that long a story, but there it is. Voila.
Do some fish facts.
Fishy facts. Fish have great memories. Some species of fish can recognize and remember humans that give the food rewards. Of course they would. Mm. I would remember their face. Yes. Fish can also remember musical tunes.
Interesting.
I thought that was so cool. Of course fish are musical. You know? One group of researchers fed their fish while playing a specific song before releasing them into the wild. 5 months later, the fish returned when the song was played at sea.
That's fun.
How cool is that? I love that. Fish are excellent communicators. Even though fish don't have vocal cords, they still excel at communicating with one another. They accomplish this through various sounds, scents, and electrical pulses and motions. Elephant fish communicate using electricity through unique electrical signals, and they can tell others apart, which I thought was cool. These signals say how old they are, how big they are, and how far away they are, and even whether they are male and female. That's all they get all that from just their little electrical waves.
Huh.
That's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they use them to serenade females, and pairs sing duets together.
Well, that's just adorable.
Ah! Groups of knife fish, another type of electric fish, can even change frequency to avoid jamming each other's signals. So they'll change the frequency so they don't interrupt somebody. They're even polite. How cool is that? One scientist who studies them has made their signals audible, and it's likened the adult knife fish sound like violins. It's compared to violins, and the younger ones to flutes.
That's cool.
I thought that was the coolest little tidbit of info. I hope you guys find that cool.
I think that's super cool.
So fish are very musical. Of course they are. Fish can change color. Fish are known to change colors depending on camouflage needs, environmental conditions, and the time of year. That's kind of cool, huh? And colors range all across the rainbow, from blues and greens to pinks and reds.
Hmm.
Did you know that? I didn't know they could. I figured they were just
the color that they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like chameleons.
Huh.
Hmm. The largest fish is the whale shark, growing to over 50 feet long and weighing several tons. Holy smokes. I hope I never see one of those. And the smallest fish is the gobie, which rarely grows longer than a half an inch.
Wow.
Yeah. I wrote a little something extra, but I cannot read it. I don't know what it probably is. Not that important. Something about their gills, but let's see. Lifespans. African lungfish can live out of water for up to 2 years, hibernating underground until water levels rise.
Whoa.
Yeah. Goldfish can live for decades, with the oldest known goldfish, named Goldie, dying in 2005 at the age of 45. Holy, I had no idea goldfish could live that long. Of course, mine never did. An Australian lungfish was 65 years old in 2003. Okay, that's one old fish. You'd almost have to will your fish to somebody, I guess. Like birds. Some of those parrots live a long time. So, you want a joke?
Let's go for a joke.
Let's stop there and we'll do a joke. What do you call an ill-tempered fish?
Hmm.
A crab.
Pretty sure crabs aren't fish, though.
This is just joke land. So just be right. Why did the fish blush?
Why?
Because it saw the ocean's bottom.
You touched the butt.
Yeah, I thought of that one too.
Yes.
Should we do one more?
Yes.
What do you call a fish in a spaceship?
What?
An astrogill.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. It was really hard to find good fish jokes. Okay. Just saying.
That one just went a little.
I know. I get it. Set.
Song.
Should we do a song?
Oh, I was thinking we would do a song.
Let's do. I feel a song coming on.
I feel a song coming on.
Okay. Let's do it.
So lately, I've been really getting into a Thai artist named Jeff Sator, I think is how you pronounce it.
Oh, yeah, he's so good.
I really like him. And I've known of him for quite a while. Mm-hmm. I've known of him. He's been around in my realm of knowing, but I never actually got into him. Mm-hmm. So recently, I don't know what spawned it on or what caused it, but I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna check this guy out. Officially get into it, check him out, and oh my goodness, he is amazing.
He really is amazing,
and he makes all of his own music videos, and he composes for dramas, and his voice is incredible. Absolutely incredible.
He's pretty young, too, isn't he? Or?
I think he's about my age.
Oh. You old gal.
I know, I'm so I'm loving it. And this album is incredible. It's called, if I can find it, Space Shuttle Number 8. Okay. It's so good. The whole album is fantastic from start to finish.
What song are we picking?
I picked Hide, which it also has a Thai title as well, which I cannot pronounce. I apologize because I do not know how to read Thai. But
oh, it's so pretty.
It's also titled Hide. And he has English versions of all of his songs, but I just kind of prefer the Thai versions.
Yeah.
I like
foreign
yeah
muse songs in their native language. Yeah.
I like the Thai versions better, personally, but every song on this album is just amazing. And he has music videos for every song on the album.
How fun is that?
It's so good.
Let's check this song out.
This one's been stuck in my head for a couple of days. So this is Hide by Jeff Satur. Hide by Jeff Satur.
Yeah, that's a great sound. And I like it in the Thai.
I love it in the Thai. I like it better in the Thai version. But his music is really, really good. So if you haven't checked him out yet, I highly recommend him.
Cool.
Very good. Very talented.
I guess I should pick my song.
My song.
So I picked The Fishing Hole, sung by Andy Griffith, which is actually the theme song of the Andy Griffith Show back in, 1961. The music was composed by Hagen and Herbert Spencer. And this is the lyrics version that was written by Everett Sloan. But this song, I grew up with the Andy Griffith Show. And like I said, my dad took us all fishing, so fishing was a big thing in our family. And this song, my brother even had a cockatiel that could whistle the Andy Griffith song. So, and he's my oldest brother that I lost a year ago. So in honor of him, I picked The Fishing Hole, sung by Andy Griffith. Fishing Hole, sung by Andy Griffith.
I love that.
It's cute. I loved the show too. Barney Fife was one of my favorite.
I love Don Knotts.
Don
so
Knotts
much.
Is the best. So funny. Him and the gun. Don't give him a bullet. cute show. Anyway. And Opie's so cute. So yeah. Fishing Hole. So back to facts. Some fish can learn to use tools, they say, such as archer fish use jets of water to knock down insects.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And some can use rocks to break open things like their prey. Hmm. So they'll take like their prey and bash them on rocks. Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Rocks are very handy for things like that.
There's a lot of rocks around.
Fish can also sense electrical signals in the water to find prey.
I know some fish use like a sort of echolocation too.
Fish have excellent vision and can see colors as well as nostrils that allow them to detect odors.
Hmm.
They do kind of have nostrils, you know, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
We always stare at the fish.
Well, yeah, they're weird looking.
They are.
Yeah.
Well, and then my dad, as kids, would make the fish talk, you know? Yeah. It's an old dad.
I think it's a dad thing.
I think it is a dad thing. I think your dad did it.
My dad did it too.
Yeah.
Take the fish heads
and
make
them talk. Hello, Kim. How are you? I'm like, it's talking to me.
Yeah, it's a dad thing.
But he made I had a fake parrot. My folks went to Jekyll Island and brought back a fake parrot in a cage. And it was hung in the hallway. And my dad would make it talk or pretend like it talked. And I always thought it was a real parrot for a long time. And yes, I have the stuffed parrot in the cage. I still have it. Anyway, fish. So they smell.
They smell.
So they can detect odors in water and also have a lateral line, which is a sensory organ located along their side. I did not know that. Fish have, personalities, with some being bolder and more exploring than others. And these trials have been influenced by genes they inherit from their parents. So they do have personalities. And I think all animals have personalities, to tell you the truth. Most fish don't have eyelids, except for sharks. Sharks have eyelids. Also, a great many fish live nearly motionless lives, but most fish rest. Some float in place, while some wedge themselves into a spot in the mud or coral, and some build themselves a nest. I did not know that. Starfish are not fish. Neither are jellyfish. So why do they have fish in their name?
Just to confuse you.
Exactly.
It's just to confuse you.
Electric eels and electric rays have enough electricity to kill. It is not that word. It's a big animal. I put to kill a fish, but that's not it. It was like to kill an elk or something. Yeah, it can kill a big animal.
It's a high voltage.
It is a high voltage. So I wrote the wrong word, but I was also babysitting today. So
it kills.
It kills large animals.
There you go.
I want to say it was like an elk. So, yeah, I go to read it. It's just like,
that's
where the proofreading comes in real handy. But like I said, I was babysitting today. So
there's a lot going on.
I had a little distraction. Most fish have taste buds all over their bodies.
Whoa.
How weird is that?
I am so happy I don't have taste buds all over my body.
Me too.
Gross. Yeah. I would not have a good time.
Yeah.
You know how sweaty I was today?
Ooh,
no.
You'd be tasting that. Saltwater fish need to drink more water than freshwater fish. Since seawater is saltier than the liquids in a fish's body, water inside the fish is constantly flowing out. And if they didn't drink to replace what is lost, they would dry up like prunes.
Whoa.
That's pretty crazy, isn't it? I did not know that.
I didn't know fish drank water.
I didn't either. I guess it's always all around.
Yeah, it like, kind of makes sense, but huh.
Most brands of lipstick contain fish scales.
Delicious.
Mmm.
It's ready to get shiny.
How do they get the smell out of it, though? I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's some
chemicals?
Way to bleach it out or something. Many of species of fish dance. Fish dance.
I like that.
For mating, attracting mates, and communicating. And they shimmy.
That's cute.
I love that. So
cute. That's they very shimmy. Cute.
On average, flying fish can glide 160 feet, but have been known to glide as far as 600 feet. And they can reach heights up to 19 feet.
Wow.
Watch out for them flying fish.
The flying fish. They're not messing around.
Do you know that tornadoes are known to suck up fish? And you can have fish rain, like burger rain, only fish rain.
I mean, so that would be fun for a little bit, but then it might get kind of smelly if the sun comes out.
Yeah, and painful. Fish
can
hurt.
You don't want to be slapped with a fish.
Oh, never. So it would be silly. Like on Monty Python.
Which is but, silly. It's a silly place. So.
Fish can drown in water. Say what?
What?
Like humans, fish need oxygen. So if there isn't enough oxygen in the water, they will suffocate.
Whoa.
Try to wrap your brain around that one.
Wow.
Yes, fish can drown in water.
I never knew that.
Most fish can't swim backwards. Those that can are mainly members of one of the eel families. I guess they have to just turn around.
I think you just have to turn around. You just got to keep going forward. Just keep swimming.
Well, they are very considerate of others. And, you know, sometimes backing up can be dangerous.
It can be.
And if you don't have side mirrors.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. So,
there. I guess we'll stop there with... It's been kind of fun, fishy facts, huh?
It has been fun. I'm still...
You're knowledgeable now, aren't you?
By the fact that fish can drown.
Who would ever think
very
that?
Very odd.
Yeah. I didn't know that. So let's jump into jokes. Let's do a little jokes.
Ooh, yes.
Where does a fisherman go to get his hair cut?
Where?
The barber shop. Bobbers.
Fisherman.
She gave me that look like, say what?
I thought you said barber.
No, Bob. And then Bob.
Well, then I thought ba, like sheep. And
it could be like barber's shop. What kind of music should you listen to while fishing?
Happy music?
Something catchy.
Yes. Catchy.
That's catchy. Okay, what's your last song, darling?
My last song, since we are going to go see DPRE, and I'm very excited about, is Color Drive by DPR Cream. Okay. Since he's part of the DPR family and he's going to be performing at the concert, I decided I'd get into him a little bit and get to know some of his songs.
Woo-hoo.
So this is Color Drive by DPR Cream.
Okay, let's go.
Color Drive by DPR Cream.
I like that. That is really good song.
That one I like. It's really, it's kind of jazzy. Mm-hmm. It's got a little jazz piano in there. And I'm like, ooh, okay. This is kind of funky.
What kind of music do you think of when you think of fish? Jazz? Classical? I don't know. Do you think of certain music when you think of certain animals or anything like that?
Classical. I don't. What came to mind was the fish scene in Bedknobs and Broomsticks. I don't know why.
Okay.
When, you know, when they're like the fishes.
Yes, when they become animated and they're underwater.
It's wonderful. Yes. Bedknobs and Broomsticks. It's classic. And then I was trying to think if there was any music with that. I don't know. Maybe classical.
Yeah.
Something with piano and bubbly noises.
I guess I always kind of associate jazz with fish. My dad took me fishing, and all he listened to was jazz.
Yeah.
So that there's a reason for it.
Yeah. But I don't really know.
I was just thinking, I've always liked the medium Tyler Henry. Mm-hmm. He like does the readings for, I guess, are they readings? Well, he connects with the people that. Did people for a lot of celebrities and stuff, but he's coming to Denver tomorrow. And I thought if I had the money, I would so love to go, but shout out to Tyler Henry.
Yay.
He's amazing. I can imagine how that would be a challenging gift to have, but I don't know why, but I'd love to go to see his live show. I think that would be so cool. Though I did watch his show on, is it Netflix? I think it's on Netflix. Pretty fascinating. Anyway, that was way off the beaten track.
Way out there.
So let's bring it back
in.
It's all
good. It's all good. What's your song,
Pat? My last song, I picked Spiral Gyra, Shaker song. I love Spiral Gyra. They're a jazz fusion band. They morph all kinds of different sounds together, which I really love. And I purposefully picked them because the creator, Jay Bekerstein, he named his band Spiral Gyra because it was a word he learned in school. And it's a free-floating green algae present in freshwater habitats such as ponds and lakes. So since we're talking about fish, I picked Spiral Gyra song. And this came out in 1977, just off the Spiral Gyra album. Hmm. So, yeah. And I love listening to jazz when I go fishing. So, shaker song. This is also Spirogyra, to me, sounds so great in the summer with the window down. And yeah, shakers. I like the morning dance and all kinds of their music. So, shaker song. Shaker Song by Spirogyra. Yeah, I love that band, you know, because the fusion, the jazz fusion with the R&B and the funk and the pop, you know, it works for me. It really is uplifting, and that's one of the happy songs to me. So, yay! The most poisonous fish in the world is the stonefish. Its sting can cause shock, paralysis, and even death if not treated within a few hours. Watch out for those stonefish.
I was like, why didn't they just call it poison fish?
Or killer fish?
But then I thought, well, if you touch it, you'll be dead as a stone.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It works, I guess.
It kind of works.
I don't know. All I kept thinking is the Bob Dylan song. They stone you when you're walking out. Yeah. Anyway. The fastest fish is the sailfish. Sail. Huh. It can swim as fast as a car travels on the highway. Wow.
Wow.
That's intense. Seahorses are the only fish that swim upright, and they are the slowest fish. It swims so slowly that a person can barely tell it is moving. The slowest is the dwarf seahorse. It takes 1 hour to travel 5 feet.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it's simply standing up, not swimming. Oh, I thought that was kind of cute.
That is cute. I love seahorses.
I do too. There are approximately 32,000 different kinds of fish in the world today, which is more than all the other kinds of vertebrates combined. Scientists are still discovering new species all the time. And there have only been like, what did I read? Something like they've only discovered 1% of the ocean. Yeah. They have not even gone, you know, way, way, way.
Yeah, kind of intense.
It really is intense. So, the batfish plays dead when danger is near. It floats motionless on its side when scared, making it look like a dead leaf floating on the surface of the water.
It plays possum.
Yes, it totally does. The batfish. Catfish have over 27,000 taste buds. Humans have around 7,000. 27,000. That is.
What are catfish tasting?
I have no idea, but. And hagfish are the slimiest animals on Earth. An Atlantic hagfish can make enough slime in 1 minute to fill a bucket.
Ew.
They sound so gross.
Ew.
Hagfish are lampreys and are the most primitive form of fish still living today. The slimy ones. Maybe that's how they live so long. They're just
the slimy ones.
Yeah. I don't know, but gross.
Grody.
And that is all. We'll end on a slimy note.
Slime.
I have one more joke for you.
Okay.
How do you talk to a fish?
How?
You drop it a line.
But of course.
But of course.
Silly me.
I finished The Boys Over Flowers, the J drama, and I did watch season one and two, and it turned out better than I thought it would. That one starred Jun Matsumoto, but yeah, I liked the second season because it did have the people in it. I don't like it when they change the people. And then I'm just like, right now I'm watching Ghost Doctor, starring Kim Bum. So he was from Tale of the Nine-Tailed.
Ah, right, yeah, right. You told me.
Yes. And I'm getting into that. It was kind of hard getting into it at first, but it seems to be getting a little better. So that's all I got. And next week, we're going to talk about palm reading. Reading your palm. Which I think might be kind of interesting.
It might be kind of interesting.
Palm reading. But yeah. And then you can tell stuff about yourself. We'll see how accurate it is.
That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah. We'll have to somehow, I don't know, maybe I'll like draw a chart or something for the picture and like, we'll just have to identify the line somehow.
We'll figure it out.
Over the air. We can do this.
Yes.
Anyway, you guys, please take care of yourselves. Stay cool out there. I don't know. Stay hydrated. Keep singing. That's the only thing that has been keeping this crap out of my lungs. And I even lifted, like I decided to go through a bunch of stuff, lifted this huge compendium thing that I bought out of the bottom of this big, huge tote and pulled something in my back. So I was like, and it was doing better until I bought a bunch of heavy groceries and re-pulled it.
Yay!
But singing has helped. So even if you sound like a croaking frog, just sing. And if you drive your family crazy, sing in the shower. Nobody really listens to anybody singing in the shower, do they? Do they? Just leave the room.
I was like, you
can sing in your car.
There you go.
I sing in my car too loud. I play music too. Yes, I am that that elderly teen. That it just sounds so good in the car. And then I do try and back it off, especially when I come to a light. You know, I don't want to be that. But yes, I am kind of that. And yes, I'm bopping and singing.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done.
Yeah. And I like to think that I bring joy to people who are having a bad day. And they look over and they see this crazy woman singing her heart out and getting into the music.
There you go.
So it's my mission in life to be that for others. Anyway, you guys are all amazing. Every one of you, uniquely special and wonderful. So be who you are. Don't be afraid to be who you are. You're created to create and be the lovely person that you are. All of us. And we're all wonderful together. So we love you, Keys. Take care of yourself, please. And we'll talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say next week. We're hoping for next week. We're just going to keep plugging and keep doing and keep getting them out when we can. So we love you guys. Take care. I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.